Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
With gusty winds up to 40 miles per hour, but temperatures much better than the last couple of days in the low 60s. Tonight it's cold again, upper 30s to low 40s. For your Saturday, it's partly sunny, then a slight chance for showers in the evening. Easter Sunday looking partly sunny and dry. Temperatures quite mild in the low 70s across the area. We'll track more rain starting Sunday night through Wednesday of next week. I'm 7 News, meteorologist Jordan Evans at the First Alert Weather Center.
We're at 37 in Upper Marlboro, 36 in Woodbridge, 42 in the district.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good morning, I'm John Aaron.
I'm Michelle Bash. Coming up,
salvage operations continue this morning in Baltimore. We'll have a live report just ahead.
How Maryland hopes to help thousands of port workers sidelined by the Key Bridge wreck. At the Key Bridge, I'm John Doman.
On guns, Fairfax County's lead prosecutor says the governor
did make a lot of boneheaded decisions.
I'm Nick Einelli.
On the big screen this weekend, two iconic movie monsters join forces. We'll talk with Kuya P at 7:15.
Right now, it is 7 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The largest crane on the Eastern Seaboard has just arrived in Baltimore to begin the massive task of lifting the remains of the Francis Scott Key Bridge out of the water. Correspondent Cammie McCormick has our top story.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the Navy are mobilizing resources to help clear the debris and reopen the shipping route. One barge has the capacity to lift 1,000 tons. It and another will also clear the channel in order to resume the search for four missing construction workers. Their vehicles appear to be encased in concrete and other debris.
Officials say the section of bridge trapping the cargo ship Dali weighs between 3 and 4,000 tons. A star-studded fundraiser in New York City. Lizzo was part of the entertainment lineup as former presidents Obama and Clinton joined Joe Biden to raise what campaign aides say was $26 million for his reelection bid. Correspondent Caitlin Huey Burns.
It's a record for a political fundraiser, bolstering Biden's significant cash advantage, even as he lags behind Donald Trump in the polls.
Outside Radio City, a protest over the war in Gaza.
I won't be voting for Biden for sure, because, I mean, there's even if he stopped the war right now, just for what the Palestinian people have suffered, I can't.
The Israeli military says it's killed a senior Hamas leader trying to escape Gaza's Al-Shifa hospital. Despite ongoing tensions in the Middle East, Christians marking Good Friday in Jerusalem. Reporter Sabina Castelfranco is in Rome.
Pope Francis will take part in the Passion of the Lord service in St. Peter's Basilica in the afternoon, and then travel at night to Rome's ancient Colosseum for the Way of the Cross procession, reenacting Christ's crucifixion.
Today marks 1 year since an American reporter was taken into custody in Russia for alleged espionage. CBS's Peter King.
Covering Russia inside Russia has been difficult for American media ever since Evan Gershkovich's arrest. At the Wall Street Journal,
we like to say that we do have a reporter in Russia, but he's in jail.
But assistant editor Paul Beckett says many reporters have left the country.
So Russia is being covered from Berlin, from Warsaw, from Dubai, from Tbilisi.
He says reporting on Russia is now harder but essential.
The Beehive is buzzing.
We want to welcome you to the Beyonce Cowboy Carter X.
Beyonce's new album dropped at midnight. Critics love it, and yep,
Jolene,
she covers Dolly Parton's country classic. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's 7:03 on Friday, March 29th. We're at 41 degrees. It is going to be windy later. High temperatures in the 60s. Good morning, I'm John Aaron.
I'm Michelle Bash. The top local stories we're following this hour. Salvage efforts continue in Baltimore this morning as the largest crane on the eastern seaboard is being moved to the area to help crews remove debris of the collapsed Key Bridge. The wreckage has halted a search for four workers who are still missing days after the disaster. It's also brought the Port of Baltimore to a standstill. WTOP's Kyle Cooper is in Dundalk this morning. He joins us live with the latest.
Hey, Michelle, I'm getting a look here as the sun rises of the wreckage and, of course, the aftermath of that. I can report that there is a large crane in place now. It's unclear whether or not that is the giant crane that they've been talking about that could lift up to 1,000 tons at a time. We're trying to get a better look. We're going to move to another spot in just a little bit. But that crane that is either here or on its way can, as I said, lift up to 1,000 tons at a time. That seems like a lot, but in reality, it's not enough. This bridge is massive, and they're going to have to cut it into pieces for even that large crane to be able to move it and barge it out of the way. So that's going to start happening maybe today if they can get these cranes in place. It's going to be a long haul, though. Governor Wes Moore has told us that it's going to be a long haul. We don't know, several weeks at least, to get this debris out of the way so they can reopen the shipping channels and begin searching again for those four workers who are still missing that fell off this bridge when it collapsed earlier this week. Reporting live from Dundalk, Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
All right, thank you, Kyle. We also have the latest on what's being done to help Baltimore port workers who are out of work for now. WTOP's John Doman has details.
Maryland state lawmakers are trying to rush a plan through to help those who immediately lost work Tuesday morning.
It's never been that the entire port is closed. And so what we are hoping to do is allow the state and the administration to tap into our rainy day funds to provide income replacement.
Maryland Senate President Bill Ferguson.
The scope of need is going to be broad.
But how broad will depend on how long the shipping lanes are closed. So he also wants to provide incentives to help businesses who have to send cargo elsewhere now.
Provide the coverage of additional costs for the relocation with the condition that they return to Baltimore when the channel reopens.
He thinks legislation can be passed and signed into law by the middle of next week. At the Key Bridge, John Dome in WTOP News.
To Virginia now, where the decision by the governor to veto dozens of gun control bills is getting a strong response from a lead prosecutor in Northern Virginia. The story from WTOP's Nick Iannelli.
Fairfax County Commonwealth's Attorney Steve Descano, a Democrat, strongly criticized Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin for vetoing 30 pieces of gun-related legislation.
The governor did make a lot of boneheaded decisions when it comes to common sense gun laws.
Specifically, Descano took issue with Youngkin vetoing a bill that would allow a judge to prevent someone's boyfriend or girlfriend from possessing a gun if they're convicted of assault and battery. Under current law, only spouses or direct family members can be banned from having a gun due to domestic abuse.
I don't understand why the governor, who says he cares about safety in the community, why he would not close the boyfriend loophole.
Youngkin's office fired back, telling WTOP in a statement, quote, "The Commonwealth's attorney in Fairfax County routinely sides with criminals over victims in Virginia and undermines public safety." Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Well, this rarely happens in D.C. After the second earliest peak bloom on record started 12 days ago, the beloved cherry blossoms are still hanging in and worth seeing for a third consecutive weekend. 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans says we have the recent chillier weather to thank.
The cherry blossoms at the tidal basin are still holding on to many of their petals despite some of the colder weather, the rain and the winds, but the cold temperatures have actually helped extend the lifespan of the peak bloom. However, it is starting to come to an end, and with the gusty winds today, many more petals are expected to come down.
In a post on X, the National Park Service says the blossoms are slowly fading and green leaves are sprouting on the trees. That's an indication the big, beautiful bloom is nearly over for another year.
Coming up on WTOP.
If you're helping grown children with a down payment, don't make this mistake. I'm Jeff Glable.
And we'll check traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Transparency and trust makes buying a car in Fitzgerald, Subaru, Gaithersburg, and Rockville a great experience. It all begins with a low price in writing posted on the window of every car. There's no haggling to get the low price or to know the monthly payment. It's all right there on the window. No haggle, no hassle. Fitzgerald Subaru in Gaithersburg and Rockville. Call 888-FITZMALL today during the Subaru A Lot to Love event. Transparency you can trust. That's the Fitz way.
It's 7:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's go to Rita Kessler in the traffic center.
Uh-oh. Seems like things have definitely escalated on DC 295 right now. The crash happened in the southbound direction and resulted in a vehicle fire in the area. Then they had to block some lanes northbound. Now it seems that they have stopped traffic in both directions to deal with this vehicle fire and the crash. So nobody moving southbound DC 295 with the delay that for now starts near the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. That northbound backup is all the way back to Pennsylvania Avenue. Not sure if they're going to be diverting people, but for now, all traffic is stopped. Northbound I-295 is also heavy passing Laboratory Road. You'll also find in on New York Avenue, just brief volume, approaching the light at Bladensburg Road. In Maryland, northbound 210 still slows, trying to head past Kirby Hill and Livingston. The right side of the roadway was blocked with the wreck. Northbound Branch Avenue still slows, approaching and passing Allentown Road, where we had the crash, and we also had the problem in Germantown, southbound 27 Ridge Road at Brink Road. The left lane was getting by the wreck. In Virginia, westbound 66, delays are coming off of the inner loop of the Beltway onto westbound 66 headed toward Nutley. Before Nutley Street, the left lane of the main lanes and the right lane of the express lanes is blocked with the crash. Northbound 95 actually looks good. Stafford into Springfield onto 395 to the 14th Street Bridge. We also have quite the problem on VRE this morning because of a power issue at Union Station. Trains cannot enter the terminal. You can depart at Alexandria or Crystal City to catch the Metro, and Manassas Line Train 328 will now terminate at L'Enfant this morning so people can take the Metro. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Beat the clock this Saturday. The earlier you shop, the more you save. Up to 30% off beautiful home furnishings. Affordable, never looks so good. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
Now 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Lots of sunshine for your Friday as we get those temperatures to start to warm. It is quite cold out there this morning in the 30s. Expect highs in the low 60s today, but the gusty winds will still keep it feeling like the 50s, and those gusts could reach 40 miles per hour. Winds die down tonight, mostly clear for your Friday night plans. Saturday, partly sunny and dry, but a slight chance for showers for the evening hours, and temperatures in the mid-60s for tomorrow. I'm 7 News Meteorologist Jordan Evans in the First Alert Weather Center.
It's only 32 degrees in Herndon this morning, 38 in Hyattsville, 42 in Foggy Bottom, brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Shoppers and foodies, listen up. We're learning the 21st annual Georgetown French Market will run this year from Friday, April 26th through Sunday, April 28th. The event will happen along Wisconsin Avenue between O Street and Reservoir Road. Neighborhood boutiques, antique stores, restaurants, salons, and galleries will take part and offer discounts. The event is inspired by outdoor markets in France.
With buying a home increasingly unaffordable for young buyers, WTOP business reporter Jeff Claybaugh says more are turning to the bank of mom and dad.
More than a third of Gen Zers and millennials planning to buy this year expect help from family with a down payment. Redfin says that's up from 18% who said so in 2018. If so, make sure it is a gift, not a loan. A lender counts loans against income.
U.S. home prices are up nearly 40% from before the pandemic.
Coming up, the latest entry into the Monsterverse hits theaters this weekend, 7/12.
Starting at 10 a.m. this Saturday, beat the clock and save big at Regency Furniture. Save up to 25% off. Plus, they pay your sales tax or 60 months no-interest financing. This Saturday at Regency Furniture.
Let's listen in on a modern-day marriage proposal. The players lift their smartphones. The young man pledges his true love to the woman of his dreams. She accepts. They exchange kissing emojis. There are some hearts. Very nice. Well, look at this. He's putting his phone down. I don't believe it. He's got a box from Diamonds Direct. Now she puts her phone down. Oh, unbelievable! That, folks, shows how special a diamond from Diamonds Direct is. Two people have put their phones down. He slips the Diamonds Direct diamond on her finger. She kisses him. Human contact, ladies and gentlemen. Who knew a Diamonds Direct diamond was capable of revolutionizing the virtual universe? And look at this. Her phone is ringing and she's still looking at her Diamonds Direct diamond. Oh, what's next? Tweets from actual birds? Amazing things really do happen when you give her a diamond from Diamonds Direct. Come in today and see how we can help you download Real Emotion. Details, store hours, and more at DiamondsDirect.com. Your love, our passion.
Heard the catchphrase that's sweeping the nation?
Jackson, hew yeah!
People are saying Jackson Hugh yeah to Jackson Hewitt because they love saving money on tax prep. Do you love saving money? Then switch to Jackson Hewitt today and pay less than last year. Thousands of people have already made the switch. Why haven't you? Stop waiting and start filing. You won't get a better deal or a better catchphrase. All together now.
Jackson Hugh yeah!
Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at JacksonHewitt.com.
This March, Wendy's has some amazing deals on their hamburgers made with fresh, never frozen beef.
Like a juicy Dave single for a buck and a fresh $2 Dave's double with an app offer.
It's such a good deal, we wrote a little ditty about it.
Get it for a buck. Dave single, order in the app. Dave single, get it for a buck. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's official hamburger March Madness.
Limited time offer, participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app. Account registration required. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Alaska.
Coming up, the catastrophe in Baltimore has people talking about bridges and their fear of them. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Gen AI will reshape every organization, so don't fall behind. Attend Oracle's Federal Forum on April 25th at the Washington, D.C. downtown Westin to get current on the latest developments in data and AI and learn how to apply generative AI to impact mission outcomes. You'll join peers in civilian government, defense, and intelligence to discuss harnessing Oracle's mission-built cloud solutions for government. Register for the Oracle Federal Forum for free at oracle.com/fedforum.
At WTOP, our listeners matter.
Now we're coming up on a election year and we're going to be inundated. And one of the things I like most about TOP is I can trust their information.
WTOP, Washington's top news.
7:15.
King Kong and Godzilla team up to fight a new threat in a movie arriving in theaters today.
We believed that life could only exist on the surface of our planet.
What else were we wrong about?
It's called Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, and we talked about it with Kuya P of Nerds Rule the World.
Kaiju battles aplenty. This isn't Shakespeare, guys. This is stupid, corny fun of just seeing big monsters go at it. We get a little bit of the history of these big titans. We also have appearances of some of our favorites like Mothra. But we're building out a history here to, I guess, set the stage for future films in the Godzilla King Kong franchise.
Fantastic CGI, I assume.
Yes, it is CGI aplenty. That could be jarring in some ways because I don't know about you guys. I love practical effects. Makes it feel a lot more real. It is a lot of CGI. And see it in IMAX to get that full scope and that sound.
All right, your next one also in theaters looks, I think, pretty unusual to say the least. Tell us about Dog Man.
Luc Besson, he gave us Lucy, the professional. He's kind of doing the closest thing I think we'll ever see to him doing a superhero type film, or really more of a Joker style film. If you remember Joaquin Phoenix's Joker film, kind of a weird, wild take on Joker, a little bit more Robert De Niro-esque, Taxi Driver-ish in a way. Dogman's very similar in that we have this young man who his family, they run a dog fight kind of tournament in their home, and the kid loves the dogs more than his family because he just thinks it's so cruel, which it is. You shouldn't have your dogs fighting each other. So they kick him out of the house, and he kind of gets raised by these dogs, and eventually as he gets older, kind of oversees hundreds of dogs. It's a very interesting revenge thriller.
You're also checking out a new murder documentary streaming this weekend. What's this?
Yeah, I just wanted to give a quick plug to The Lie, the murder of Grace Mullane, pulled from the headlines. This young woman went backpacking or was supposedly going to go backpacking around the world. She started her trip in New Zealand and then was found dead. This documentary explains things that occurred to her through found footage. Director Helena Cohen spoke with us, so that interview's on our YouTube right now, of why this is so important, why the woman got blamed. She got blamed.
All right, lastly, we can do a complete 180 here and talk about British humor.
Yes, we have this Irish woman in Jessie Buckley who arrives to England. She's living next door to this very conservative woman played by Olivia Colman. And then all of a sudden, these letters start popping up, very nasty letters to various members in town. It's a very intriguing comedy. And the fact that it's based on true events is wild. So I definitely highly recommend Wicked Little Letters in theaters this weekend, guys.
On Skype, that is Kuya P of Nerds Rule the World, which previews the latest in film, TV, and streaming.
Now we'll look at the top stories we're working on here at WTOP.
Salvage efforts continue in Baltimore as the largest crane on the eastern seaboard is brought in.
Also, millions of dollars in federal funding is now earmarked for a new bridge.
And a week after a deadly attack in Russia, the Islamic State is out with a new threat to the U.S.
Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead.
7:18. Traffic and weather on the 8s, and when it breaks, here's Rita Kessler.
Well, not good in the district, DC 295. Lanes are blocked in both directions near Benning Road because of a crash and a vehicle fire. They do not know when this is going to reopen. They're closed until further notice right now. Watch for any redirection, because if they're going to be closed for that long, they have to figure out a way to get everybody off the roadway. Right now, your northbound delay begins before Pennsylvania Avenue. If you can get off at Pennsylvania Avenue, that might be a good idea. Southbound, the delay is already off of the BW Parkway. Any way you can find to work around trying to get either southbound or northbound on DC 295 before you hit Benning Road is a really good idea at this point. Inbound New York Avenue delays from South Dakota Avenue headed toward the light at Bladensburg Road. Northbound I-295 brief volume passing Laboratory Road. Inbound Suitland Parkway looks really good today. Just a brief delay at the light at Stanton Road. Now, northbound Branch Avenue, that delay is still growing. Right now, you're finding the slowdown from Old Alexandria Ferry Road headed past Allentown Road. Watch for response there with that wreck. However, the delay on northbound 210 has eased, trying to head past Kirby Hill in Livingston. So your lane should be open there. We had the earlier wreck affecting 27 Ridge Road southbound at Brink Road. So watch for anything that may be left over there as well. Now, on the Beltway, outer loop delays. New Hampshire off and on passing 29 Colesville Road. No problems on the Beltway in Virginia. But in Virginia, westbound 66 is slow coming off of the inner loop headed toward Nutley Street, where the left side of the roadway was blocked with the wreck and the right side of the express lanes was blocked as well. Attention motorists, Virginia DMV reminds you to keep an eye out for motorcyclists, particularly as the weather gets warmer. Let's all get home safely. This safety tip is brought to you by Virginia DMV. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans. Sounds like the wind is going to be a big issue today. Is it an issue yet?
Not yet. Winds will pick up around late morning, early afternoon. I'd say 1 to 5 o'clock are the strongest winds, gusting up to 40 miles per hour. And then the winds start to come down again this evening. Good news with today, some sunshine. Temperatures will make it into the low 60s. After our cool and chilly start, we have right now a 30s. And tomorrow, we'll also have a cool start in the 40s. But Saturday afternoon brings some more clouds, maybe a shower or two. Not a washout for a day, but at least a low chance for a rain. And then Easter Sunday, looking sunny and dry with a few passing clouds and much more mild temperatures in the low 70s. Enjoy that weather because we have several days with rain starting Monday. Could have 1 to 2 inches by Monday through Wednesday of next week. 34 now in Herndon, 36 in Silver Spring, and 42 degrees in Southeast.
It's brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week.
Coming up,
Beyonce's new country album, Cowboy Carter, is out, and the reviews are in. I'm Grace Newton.
More news in 60 seconds.
Does managing your health care feel like a full-time job? Bounced from one doctor to the next? All the forms, the bills, the not-a-bills, the...
Press 4 to repeat these options.
Does health care have to be this way? At Kaiser Permanente, all of us work together to make health care easier. And with integrated care and coverage, all you have to do is focus on your health. Learn more at kp.org, Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated, 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
This is WTOP News.
7:22. I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. The Baltimore Bridge collapse may add to an already well-documented fear that a lot of people have of driving over bridges. WTOP's Kate Ryan spoke with some people who help with that.
Abigail Marsh, a professor of psychology and neuroscience at Georgetown University, says the fear of bridges is thought to be rooted in the fear of heights, and some anxiety is reasonable.
when you are somewhere high up, that's your brain's way of helping protect you.
When that twinge of anxiety turns to phobia, that's when many people turn to drive-over services like the Kent Island Express that takes people over the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. Stephen Eskew operates the business. Many of his clients call ahead.
Then we have our people who just drive up to the bridge and just stop. They'll have a panic attack.
Eskew is sympathetic and says some clients just need a distraction.
They drive themselves across and we sit there and talk to them.
Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
I'm afraid of getting stuck on a bridge, as you know, and as many people know, Michelle, I love old cars.
Oh,
and
yeah.
As a mechanic told me, with an old car, anything can break at any time. So that's always going through my head over the bridge. It's like, oh, what could possibly break? Well, there are like dozens and dozens of things that could break right now. So
yeah.
I always get a little worried, but not a, like a full-on phobia, just like I'd rather not.
Of course not.
This ain't Texas. Ain't no holdin'.
Part two of Beyonce's Renaissance trilogy dropped at midnight. WTOP's Grace Newton took a look at how the infamous pop artist saddled up for a new genre with Cowboy Carter.
Many fans have already taken to TikTok with their own reviews.
I really like that song with Miley Cyrus.
Beyonce, you did that, girl.
I cannot believe the evolution of this artist.
Renee Rogers with the Birthplace of Country Music Museum in Bristol says the evolution might actually be more of a return to the singer's roots.
The music that we think of as old-time music that became country music was often being played by black musicians, either free black musicians or musicians from the enslaved population.
Grace Newton, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
And here with another ditty is Dave Preston.
Yes, the Capitals take on Toronto, and things did not start or end well.
Matthews fights out of the corner. Big and strong and tough to slow down. He'll send it far wing here to Brody. And a shot attempt that deflects away, and now they score. Bertuzzi on the rebound. Puts it off.
John Walton on 1500 AM. Caps lose 5-1. Somehow the Maple Leafs aren't maybe just the Caps' best matchup. Since March 14th, the Caps have won 6 of 8. Both of those losses coming to Toronto. Baseball Nationals lose their season opener in Cincinnati 8-2. Josiah Gray allowing 7 runs over 4 innings for manager Davey Martinez.
He's got to use his fastball, and he's got to throw more changeups. He threw one changeup, especially to the lefties. He only threw one changeup. So we got to get him to use his changeup a little bit more, and I talked to him about that. But overall, hey, look, it was his first opening day. We get him settled down. Walk two guys, which is not bad. One was borderline call.
Orioles ripped the Los Angeles Angels 11-3. Corbin Burns K's 11 while striking out, while allowing just one hit over 6 innings. Men's college basketball's NCAA tournament. Defending national champ UConn gets by San Diego State 82-52. Huskies play Illinois tomorrow as the Illini edge Iowa State.